You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Hey everyone, this is CJSF 90.1 FM.
We broadcast on the unceded, stolen territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh.
You can listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store, depending on your device. You can keep up to date on our social media at linktree/cjsfradio and learn more by visiting our website, cjsf.ca. I'm your co-host, Corey.
And I'm your other co-host, Stella. Thank you all for joining us today. It is a pretty good day. I just did one of my finals today, finished it in an hour. So easy, so I'm in a good mood.
Aced it.
Yeah, exactly. So how are you feeling today, Corey?
You know, I'm not too bad today. It was pretty sunny out today. And
yeah, there's some sun for sure.
Some sun.
And you're doing good.
Wore a nice outfit, so that made the day 10 times better.
Yeah, you guys, you should see it.
Thank you.
And I think we're just going to jump straight into the music like we normally do.
Yes.
The first song that is going to be Mud by Blush from their album Still Wet. So please enjoy.
Hope you enjoy.
variants of concern are much more contagious.
Dangerous as well.
COVID-19.
Feeling overwhelmed? COVID-19 has many of us struggling with self-isolation, financial hardship, and uncertainty. Now more than ever, it is crucial that you stay informed about how to take care of your mind. Anxiety Canada is a non-profit organization that works to provide you with resources to help improve your mental health. Just like any other skill, healthy coping takes practice, and Anxiety Canada is here to help. Visit anxietycanada.com/COVID-19 for free, evidence-based digital resources on how to cope and where you can get help. Take time to focus on yourself. And remember,
you're not alone.
Thank you.
explores 1990s indie classics, recently exhumed underground gems. Every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Tune in if you're a slacker, loser, or creep for an hour of positively nostalgic triggers and some new stuff too. On CJSF 90.1 FM or streaming at cjsf.ca.
Welcome, welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. I'm your co-host, Corey.
And I'm your other co-host, Stella.
And we welcome you back from the break. Some of the last songs you just heard was... The first one that you just heard was Mud by Blush. And then we kind of jumped around. So
yeah, the one you heard right after that was Beautiful Boy by Esha Tiwari from her new EP. And then right after that, you heard Spiraling Out by Soft Cult. And they're self-described as riot gaze. So I guess like a combination of riot girl and shoegaze. So that's pretty cool. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. So that was that. And we wanted to do...
Let's talk for the talking segment.
So lately, I think our thoughts and my thoughts have been surrounding school right now is that I've been feeling like I have like no friends at university. Yeah. I don't know if it's just me. I have Stella right beside me, but other than that,
me and Corey, we are tight right now. See each other once or twice a week, like locked in.
But... Exactly, but I can't say that for the rest of the people I know in university. How have you found any new friends?
It's definitely hard here at SFU. Like today before my final, I was just like, okay, a lot of people are talking, but like I don't make an effort often to like talk to new people, which is my downfall for making friends, obviously. But I've made a few other friends by just saying like, hey, like, how's it going? Or I don't know, like, do you want to have lunch with me between this break between our like tutorial and lecture? And then I made two friends this
good
semester
strategy.
Too. So I make like, I'd say an average of like two friends per semester, but I was like thinking I would go in and have like a friend group. You know what I mean?
I never culminate
them all together.
Yeah.
And maybe I should, but they're still like very university friends. You know, like I don't know how to transition
it into let's be friend group, like let's hang out all the time.
Also, there's only so much you can talk about if your only one common like thing was a certain class.
Yep.
Unless you, like, know the same people or something, but...
Yeah. No, I agree.
I don't know. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I've made, like, at least two other friends in university, but the thing is, it's so hard to maintain
these friends.
This is the biggest
problem. That's kind of what I mean.
Because I feel like it's easy to talk to people and make friends initially, but to actually, maintain that contact and keep, like, asking to hang out, it's so difficult.
Yeah, because you need to, like, both people need to be putting in effort and energy to do it, and I think there's a lot of kind of apathy with friendships sometimes, because it's like, oh, you could do with or without, but obviously with, it's a lot better, but it's not like you need to, because it is stressful a bit at the beginning of a friendship for me at least.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know.
It's like how much do you want to hang out? Like, do you want to, are you like being overburdened by how much you want to ask?
Do you even like me? Am I forcing you to hang out with me? You're just being nice. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Honestly, friendship is like a romantic relationship in a sense that you're just like, what do they think? Like, do they want to be friends? Like, what can we do that's not pushing the, like, not boundaries, but like how much they want to meet and things like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's pretty difficult.
And maintaining, you're right, Corey, I think it's also hard when you make friends like at SFU, but then you live so far away and it's like, oh, SFU is the only place to like come together, but you don't even, you both don't want to be there anyways.
Yes. That's why I feel like living on dorms is so, it's so much nicer. Not that, but you always are surrounded by the same people. So you kind of have to make friends with them and you always see them. So
yeah, like, that is because also with the radio station, like we see each other all the time. And I think we've definitely gotten closer
because
of that. Like having some sort of shared interest
is
so important in a friendship.
Yeah.
But
we're forced to be here.
Yeah, we're forced to talk to each other every Tuesday at least. So,
but I mean, it's a good way to keep, like, I feel like for friendship, you have to keep maintaining contact. Yeah, definitely.
Because I feel like I fall out with friends if I don't see them for like a month or 2 months. I'll be like, what's going on?
Yeah, I don't even know who they are anymore.
Yeah, who are you?
And then sometimes I just assume they don't want to hang out and then I don't text them. And then they'll text me like, oh, do you want to hang out? I'm like, wait, this was an option. I thought we weren't friends anymore.
Exactly. But so, yeah, I definitely feel like the commuting thing is the most difficult aspect of especially friendship at SFU, because I've made friends through classes, but then they live in Delta, and then one's living in Vancouver, and it's like, how do you go out?
Yeah, how do you like triangulate a location to meet up at?
SFU.
Yeah, it's SFU, and the whole like commuting culture too. Obviously, you guys, if you go to SFU, you understand like people come here to go to their lectures and leave as soon as possible.
Oh, yeah. It's like, always empty here.
There's no life. It's literally just people walking to their classes and walking away from their classes, I feel.
Yeah, I don't even understand what it's like for just people to be hanging around campus.
Yeah, like, imagine seeing people, like, in the quad or something.
Yeah, like, imagine.
Having picnics. Like, that doesn't happen at SFU.
Yeah,
I've never seen it, at
other universities that have, like, open. I also feel like the design of SFU is that there's no grass anywhere.
No.
You can't lie
there
anywhere. It's just concrete. Like, you're going to lie on the concrete.
Yeah. But there's a few tables, I guess.
Yeah, a few tables.
But it's not, like, there's no energy. Like, it's very, like, people are just there to do their work.
Yeah.
It feels like a lot. But most people I talk to are actually pretty receptive to, like...
I feel that, too.
Want, like, they're actually like, hey, I'm actually talking to somebody right now. I'm like, yeah, I am, too. This is great. But
yeah. Yeah, definitely a difficult thing just to maintain it, though. But
yeah, it's not super, like... It's hard mentally to start it, I guess, just to, like, get over the hump of, like,
oh, yeah,
okay, I need to say hi. But then once you say hi, it's super, like, most people are really easy to talk to.
Yeah.
But, yeah,
I feel like it's also a lot of energy to have so many, like, acquaintances through classes, too. Like, for me, like, I don't think I can have more than 4 close friends.
But at a time.
At a time, honestly.
In your life.
Like, close friends, because... Because I always have to try to pour energy into each friend that I can't, like, I can't do that for everyone because I feel so drained after.
That's true.
So,
but, like, what do you consider a close friend?
I don't, definitely that I see them on, like, a general, regular basis, and then I can text them without being like, hey, girly, how your life been? But just be, like, blunt, straight up, like, don't have to beat the bush when you want to hang out. Just be like, and it can be, like, the most random hangouts. Like, one of my friends, she just helped me wash my car, like, a week ago.
Yeah, so, okay, yeah, I agree.
Like,
yeah,
that.
I agree.
It's when you get so comfortable to a point, but yeah, I honestly, like, I'm more of a homebody. I can't really, I get so drained after seeing too many people. So, but I know that I have a stat up to pull, but the majority of a